Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
I think it's a hard question. I think it's a hard question to answer. I think it's up to the individual. But yeah, no, a lot of people in the wake of Tua's injury are saying maybe he should call it a career. I'm trying to think. I have the guys' names written down. Lewis Riddick was one guy who suggested it.
I like Riddick. Did he say hang him up, huh?
Yeah.
Or Antonio Pierce, I believe Spadoni was telling us Pierce, the Raider head coach, was.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. I appreciate the honesty.
Where is it, Spadoni? Middle, top right, Arif Hassan. Oh, my bad. This is Antonio Pierce on Tua.
I'll be honest, I'll just tell him to retire. It's not worth it.
Wow.
It's not worth to play the game. I haven't witnessed anything like I've seen that's happened to him 3 times. Scary. You can see right away the players' faces on the field. You can see the sense of urgency from everybody to get Tua help. I just think at some point, you know, he's going to live longer than he's going to play football. Take care of your family.
Wow. He's going to live longer than he's going to play football. So why take off of that if you know what I mean, Stoney?
What's Tua, 25?
Man.
26.
Yeah, I don't know what the answer is.
But what's his brain,
really,
Stoney? We found out that these concussions, they're minor brain bleeds, not even minor, you know? That's his age. But what's his brain's age with these hits?
No, I get it. I think it's
sad and it's scary.
I mean, I don't want to disagree with you just for the sake of disagreeing with you.
No, and there are people saying it's going to be back out there.
This is football, man.
Yeah, no doubt. This is what you sign up for?
It's what we also sign up for. It's still got to be his decision, I would think, unless the Dolphins want to say we can't take the risk. I don't know. It's a tough one.
There you go.
Yeah. Let's go to Patrick. Patrick's in Stockton. What's up, Patrick? How you doing, man?
Hey, good morning, fellas.
Hey,
speaking of the Shield, the Niners might be facing a little bit of trouble with McCaffrey's situation.
How come?
Let's just say, well, let me give you the facts.
Sure.
Okay.
So the McCaffrey deal, we found out an hour before kickoff that McCaffrey wasn't going to play. That's what the timeline is on that.
Right.
But Mason made a mistake and said in an interview, when they were interviewing, the lady asked Mason, when did you find out you were going to start? And he said, I found out on Friday.
Right.
If that's true, and the Niners withheld that information until an hour before kickoff, we're talking millions of dollars. They could be fine.
Yeah, and appreciate the call, Patrick. We were kind of aware of that after Monday's game. I don't know if you're aware of this or not, but in the wake of that game, I did see a story from Matt Barrows in The Athletic that the league at this point was not investigating that.
All right.
And right after the game, I'm not saying he's telling the truth or he's not telling the truth, but Kyle Shanahan said he never told him he was going to start. He told him to be ready because McCaffrey was a little dinged up and he might not be able to play, so be ready. And I guess that's really the difference, saying be ready and not saying you're starting.
A little bit of breaking news here, boys. Okay. Per Adam Schefter, the Vikings have ruled out wide receiver Jordan Addison for Sunday's game against the 49ers due to ankle injury.
Okay.
So, Addison, who had a huge play, obviously, last year before the half.
Play of the game.
Steve Wilkes, all-out blitz, failed. Travarius Ward can get the pick. Addison gets the touchdown.
All right. So no Jordan Addison.
I wonder if they have Aaron Jones out the backfield. Like, they're going to double Justin Jefferson, the Niners. So, again, Stoudy is 5.5. It's football, but I'm just like, from an offensive standpoint, if I'm the Vikings, I got Justin Jefferson and what? So,
Brandon Powell?
Yeah, we'll see.
He actually didn't have a bad game against the Niners. Well, all their receivers played pretty well that night last year in the 22-7 to 17 win.
Yeah. Cross country, 10 o'clock game.
In honor of Philmo Mike, what we could do is, you were talking about revenge games.
Yeah.
Well, if Jordan Addison's not playing, that opens up the door for Trent Sherfield.
Oh, your man.
Trent Sherfield.
Got one from Trey in preseason.
Oh, he did. He did. Yeah, I do too. 6-5-0 said I disagree with the last caller. Just because Mason was told he'd start does not mean McCaffrey wasn't going to play.
And even if they got fined, they got the money. You know what I'm saying, Stoney? It wasn't like you're losing a draft pick if they did want to investigate.
What? I wonder. But it would seem to suggest that they're not going to be able to do the same thing this week.
Well, no, the rat's on the table now. Like, it's so severe, he's missed the injury. Everybody knows now it's about pain threshold, but the paperwork is the paperwork. Like, they're going to do this same thing, I believe, an hour before. What we got the sound. Christian McCaffrey himself saying, hey, it's all how it feels when I wake up Sunday mornings, Donnie.
So they're just going to go into week two and maybe subsequent weeks saying questionable.
Yeah.
I guess they will.
Do you think there's any collateral damage on that? Or, Guru, you're a fool. It's sports. You got to be ready to go when you're ready to go. Because before you answer, what fascinates me is if they do get McCaffrey Sunday, let's just say he played, is Kyle going to do anything different in regard to the disbursement of carries or usage for what we think is an injured Christian McCaffrey, Stoney? Or is he going to be, no? Hey, dude, you said you could play? I'm going to use you just like we always have. That's the game within the game for me. And I won't question Kyle, but if we don't see any adjustment or proration, Stoney, wouldn't you be like, was that the best thing to do, coach?
You know, here's where I think that we missed the boat. And it's the head scratching about what to do. Like, I think Kyle Shanahan's role in this is pretty simple. I think he says, hey, Doc, can he play or can he not play? And the Doc will either say, well, he's cleared to play. And at that point,
he's cleared.
At that point, Shanahan's going to play him. Or the doctor's going to say, well, he could play and he's cleared, but he does have some discomfort. And then, well, then that is Kyle Shanahan's decision. But what I'm telling you is, anytime you ask a coach, what's the status of this player? They always say, well, it depends what the doctors say. Doctors say he can play, he plays. Doctor says you can't play, he can't play. And I don't know what the doctors are saying about McCaffrey. I think he's probably cleared to play, but they know he's not. By the work he's either not doing at practice or what he's not able to do at practice, they probably will be very, very cautious. I mean, you can't tell me that he wouldn't be cleared to play if this were a playoff game, obviously. Mm. So I don't know.
But he still only God can, Stoney, the football gods. The rat on the table here, nobody wants to talk about it, is the Achilles part.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
when you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
If your day sounds like...
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Of this injury. Because the worst case scenario is that thing were to go and then he'd be out in the season. And why I want to commend Christian McCaffrey is when you hear him talk, he is so definitive and basically not afraid of that possibility or whatever happens. He's looking at it from the gladiator that he is, Steiny, and he's like, if I'm ready, I'm going. And I just wonder if the entity, which is the team, is trying to say, hey, Steiny, I know if you think you're feeling good Sunday, but we would just feel better if you gave it a couple more weeks. And yeah, I'm saying that as a fan and a spectator, but Steiny, it looks like McCaffrey's so like, if I feel good, I'm going out there and I want 25 touches. And that, like,
I gotta be careful here.
Okay.
But I'm struggling to even talk about this because, like, there's kind of nothing to talk about.
Well, you said that when you made fun of me about being worried.
Like, we know nothing.
We know he missed a game.
Right.
And we know this started.
But we
and I said that was alarming.
But
and
we you can't make a judgment on when he will play next.
Oh, no. That I got.
So.
That I got.
I feel like.
But it is a distraction. Can't we at least give it back?
You know what? What if I said no? Is Jordan Addison a distraction? He was just ruled out for the Vikings. Mm. Was Raheem Mostert a distraction? He didn't play last night for the Miami Dolphins.
Well, there's a sense of closure there because
why?
Addison just ruled out, nothing to see here.
Well, what about
the
next
Niners
week?
Are taking this up to Sunday morning.
Right.
And again, it might not mean nothing for the team. I'm just, wouldn't you want that answer definitive by Thursday or Friday, you know, today? That's all. And again, it might not mean anything, but if this is going to be maybe par for the course for the rest of the season,
that's
kind of
what I mean.
That's all.
Like, we have no idea. He might play against Minnesota, and he might miss 10 games. Like,
that's all
just the way it is.
Right.
And I
so
think
your point is just don't worry.
I think there's a lot of injuries like that in the NFL. Like, even Jordan Love, 3 to 6 weeks?
Yeah.
But they're saying, hey, might be able to come back sooner than 3 weeks. Well, what if he gets hurt again? Like, I think coaches measure this kind of stuff by the week, by the day. And I'm going to operate under the assumption he's probably not playing against the Vikings.
And I don't want to come across, you let me know how I'm sounding for real. I hope I'm not sounding like the sky is falling. I'm just saying this... you know, obviously is not how you want it to be going into each week. But it looks like that because of this injury and the status and the uncertainty, that's kind of what it's going to be for the next month, maybe.
Well, again, that's what to me is futile. Mm. Like, I just, well, he might have to miss a month. It's not based on anything. Kind of. It's and like the one thing that I would say is I think we could all pretty much assume they'll be careful, right? I mean, they'll be careful.
I don't. Oh, they will.
Yeah, the 49ers.
But when you play the game and he's out there, that we saw with Tua, there is no being careful on the football field.
Well, that's just a fact of life.
All right.
And that's actually the one thing that hit me last night when I'm watching that game and I see Tua get a concussion. And in a way, I'm thinking, well, their season's done. That team is in a lot of trouble. But then I'm thinking, man, that's a young quarterback who now things are in jeopardy. And that's why, to me, I would try to enjoy every game.
Yeah.
Because that's all you got.
All right.
I mean, it's all you got.
Now, that sounds like something I would say, but in this instance, I'm kind of bringing up all the past, but I get that.
So I was thinking about this for Brock Purdy. About how do you assess him? And this is the thing that is starting to hit me. So he's played 22 regular season games and he's 18-4 and he's been terrific
in
those games. And I'm looking at this year and I'm starting to realize that kind of unfortunately for Purdy, I don't think the last 2 years really matter. Now, they've established a baseline. Like, if he is this quarterback, we're going to have to pay him. But, and I think he will be this quarterback. But, you know, people thought Tua was going to have a great year, maybe. And now they got to find out if he's going to play again. So, Purdy's quarterback, 22 regular season games. And ideally this year, he quarterbacks 17.
Mm-hmm.
That's like almost half. Like he's almost going to quarterback half his entire career this year. And I think what's at stake is what happens in the next 16 games. Like, I think that's going to be...
I feel like that's unfair, and you could be
right.
I
know, but I think it's the way it is.
And the premise of leading a team to a Super Bowl a year after, on the fly, you took the job, and you took the team to the NFC Championship games, Donnie, I just... And hey, I'm not saying you're wrong. No, I'm just giving you facts. How can that not mean anything? Like, you're right. I know going forward, and starting this week, it's still, hey, you're still auditioning... But I guess I'm just having a problem with the premise of, you got to those heights, but now it's really go time in regard to how we break you down and analyze you.
I guess what I'm saying is...
Because that's a lot of good being wiped away that he's done. You know?
But here's the thing, and this is the part that I don't understand. And it's Brock Purdy's been... how many quarterbacks came into the league and were good, and then they weren't? And I think there's a lot of them.
Kaepernick.
I think there's a lot of them.
Yeah.
And all I'm saying is, if Brock Purdy has a great year, he will get paid. If he doesn't have a great year, then I don't know what's going to happen with him. And I don't, like, the one thing I'm trying to figure out is, what does a bad year even look like for Brock Purdy? Because it's hard for me to imagine a bad year from Purdy in this type of an offense.
Well, let's say 23, I know he didn't throw any of either Monday night, but let's say 23 touchdowns to 16 interceptions. That's a bad, to me, with the standard he's come in with, I'd be like, whoa, you know? That's,
and they go 11-6.
Yeah, and losing the first, that would be kind of, whoa, that's some regression.
Yeah. That's what I'm wondering
and
about.
And I don't think we're going to see anything remotely close to that. Like, I think Minnesota's going to shut down the run or do a damn good job selling out to stop the run with the six-man front, and now this will be the Brock Purdy game or the passing games game or opportunity to show, hey, we did it in the air. Debo Kittle, Juwan Jennings, even Jordan Mason out the backfield, and Ayuk. Like, I could totally see that happening. But that's game two, you know, still.
Right. I mean, 31-11 last year, touchdown to interception.
God, dog, it was MVP candidate up until Christmas game.
Right.
Right. That's a long way into the season.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again?
With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
For draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.